Nancy Griffith has a new album of torch songs, songs of longing and regret. In a perfect world, they would be sung by Frank Sinatra in a near-empty bar at 2 in the morning. She's here to sing a few of them today, hampered a bit by congestion from allergies. The Cafe's Michaela Majune talks with her. At the start, Michaela asks about the Tom Waits tunes that she's included on the album.
Oh, it's great to sing Tom's songs, and even though his voice sounds like it's real rough and tumble, the range that he writes in melodically goes from 0 to 100 very quickly. He's an amazing songwriter, brilliant melodies.
And emotionally, too, it has that full range. So we're going to start with a Tom Waits song.
Indeed we are, and this song goes out to all of our military and all of the folks who have had to leave their loved ones behind to go fight in Iraq or Afghanistan, and in my opinion, unjustly. And I send it out to all of them because it's extremely difficult to leave your loved ones. And this is an old story about a young soldier leaving his loved one. Call Ruby's Arms. He will leave behind all of his clothes he wore when he was with her. His railroad boots and his leather jacket as he leaves behind. As he says goodbye, he says goodbye, say goodbye to says goodbye, he'll say goodbye. Say goodbye to thank you kindly.
Beautiful. Very torchy. And Nancy Griffith is with us today at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia with an audience of supporters of the World Cafe, special producers, with Tom Waits' song, Ruby's Arms. That I guess that's where the title Ruby's Torch of the album kind of comes
from. It is,
because,
I mean, it's a song that I can myself barely get through singing without bursting out in tears, and I know I watch my audiences every night go, boo! You know, it is the true torch song and reality, total reality.
And some of those audience members missing someone, perhaps, who is at war. You've done so much work with Vietnam veterans. Do you think you'll be working with the Iraq veterans?
I already am. The Vietnam Veterans of America Foundation has changed its name now to Veterans for America, because they've had so many Iraq veterans coming back wanting to join their organization and get involved with the work that they do. And I worked with their youngest member, the Iraq veteran, Garrett Reppenhagen, this last spring in a march to New Orleans for Katrina victims and also for against the war, which Cindy Sheehan joined in on and at part of the march from Mobile to New Orleans. And I joined them in New Orleans, but they're a devoted group of guys who, you know, and women who have come back against this conflict and wanting to join or other veterans organizations who feel the same way.
You're a busy woman. Is it possible for you to do some of these activities while you're touring, or they have to be separate?
They kind of come in between the touring. During the holidays, the Christmas holidays, I went back to Vietnam and Cambodia and did a concert in Hanoi. And that was great fun because it was a full concert and I had an interpreter who would interpret my expressions of what the songs were about in Vietnamese to the Vietnamese audience. And it was just a wonderful experience this time around.
You've been there quite a bit. How many times have you gone?
This made my fourth trip.
Wow. Is it getting to feel like home away from home?
It kind of does, and I'm so proud of the Vietnam Veterans Foundation, now known as Veterans for America, because they're now starting clinics, not just for landmine victims for physical rehab and prosthetic limbs, but also starting clinics to study the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder on the Vietnamese veterans of the war, and the generational effects of Agent Orange, which it skips generations, and there are pockets in Vietnam that were heavily hit with Agent Orange. And so it's great to see that both the Vietnamese government in coalition with the American government and with these other organizations, veterans organizations, studying these horrible birth defects from Agent Orange.
Nancy Griffith is our guest today on the World Cafe. We could probably spend the whole time talking about that, but we want to hear some more music, too.
Great.
And also talk a little bit more about your new album, Ruby's Torch. Of course, the versions we have today are very different from what's on the album, because we have a nifty combo. If you want to introduce the musicians.
I do want to introduce everybody. And on the drums, we've got my percussionist extraordinaire and co-producer of my last CD, Hearts in Mind, from Himmel Hempstead, England, with me for 20 years, Mr. Patrick McInerney. And on the upright double bass, we've got our youngest member, our juvenile of the Blue Moon Orchestra, although today is her birthday, so she asked if she could graduate from juvie, Miss Alana Rocklin. (Laughter) And back on guitar, just one of the most brilliant guitar players in America, wonderful singer-songwriter, and many of you in the audience that can see us, and those of you on the radio who can hear him, probably recognize his guitar playing, and if you heard his voice, you would recognize that as well. Mr. Bluer Than Blue himself, Mr. Michael Johnson. And over on the keyboards, with me also a founding member of the Blue Moon Orchestra, originally from South Carolina, and now hails in County Tipperary, Ireland, Mr. James Hooker.
Wonderful. Now, one of the songs on the CD is from the traditional torch song era in the wee small hours of the morning. And people associate it with Frank Sinatra. He did a famous version of it after his split up with Ava Gardner when he was really depressed. And the other songs, though, are not traditional torch song era. So how did you choose them? Two of them are yours.
Right. I chose them just as what they expressed. And they are torch songs within themselves. And I was asked, before I started making this record, I was asked, is nobody writing classic pop songs like Wee Small Hours of the Morning? Are they just not being written? And my answer was that they're being written every day. They're just not being sung, and they're not being heard on the radio, and they're not being recorded. And you've got songwriters like Frank Christian, who wrote the song from my record, Drops from the Faucet, who's out there every day writing songs. You've got Michael Johnson, you know, who just has the most incredible classic pop songs like You Make Me Feel So-So. You know, I mean, just great little pieces of classic history, you know. But they're out there, and it's my intention to record them on Ruby's Torch and get them heard so that they in turn become classics like Wee Small Hours.
And you included a song by Jimmy Webb that was a hit way back when.
Long Ago and Far Away. This was a hit for Jimmy Webb, and of all the classic pop songwriters of my generation, I'd say Jimmy's it, and I have more favorites of his songs than possibly any other writer. And this one rests right up there at the top of the list. Jimmy Webb's If These Old Walls Could Speak.
Sun going down and in.
so me. If these old walls could speak.
Beautiful. Nancy Griffith with us today on the World Cafe. If everybody with allergies sounded like you, the allergists would go out of business.
Oh. You sound great.
You talked about your love of the songs. What about some torch singers? Who do you especially like?
Well, my greatest hero would be Julie London. You know, there's been kind of a revival lately. I keep hearing her voice in television commercials and things, and my sweetheart and I were watching television one night, and a commercial came on, and he said, "Wow, that voice." And I said, "That's Julie London. That's who I've been telling you about." Just the most haunting voice ever.
How about someone like Edith Piaf?
Oh, definitely. In fact, I probably rival Edith Piaf right now, you know? All I need is the French accent. But yeah, and Judy Garland and
Frank,
Beth,
Frank
Sinatra, Peggy Lee, and Tony Bennett. I mean, you know, these songs on this record are the kind of songs that, when I was a kid, I'm 53, and you'd be riding along in the back seat of the car and with your parents at night, and your head's lolling around on your shoulders, and your parents are listening to the radio, and that's who they're listening to is Tony Bennett and Frank Sinatra and Peggy Lee and Julie London, and we're all still listening to Tony Bennett.
Yes, on daytime television and everywhere.
Yes,
late
indeed.
Night TV, he's everywhere, which is really inspiring. So you did put a couple of your own songs on the album, torchy songs of yours, Late Night, Grand Hotel.
Definitely.
And also, what was the other one?
Brave Companion of the Road.
That's right, Brave Companion of the Road. Neither of which you're going to play for us right now.
I don't think I could hit the notes right now, but...
But we are going to hear a Nancy Griffith original.
Well, since we're on the radio, I thought it's really important to play this song for radio. This song is about my greatest inspiration as a songwriter, and that would be the woman who set this entire nation of rural American women free with her lyrics, without even intending to do so. She just wrote about life the way it was. This is a song that's a tribute to Miss Loretta Lynn called Listen to the Radio. Well, I am leaving Mississippi in the evening rain. Well, these Delta towns, they wear satin gowns and I've been framed. Loretta Lynn guides my hands through the radio. Where would I be in times like these without the songs of Red Road? Cause when you can't find a French to cut the red pole, when you can't the radio, oh, the radio, oh, listen to the radio, the radio, oh, no, we listen to the radio, oh, the radio. I left a handsome two-step, the good old boy.
Smell a bunch of chitrine, I hear steal the wings, and then a whammer haggard flies. And that good old boy would find a band of gold on the stereo. And then my mama's gonna call, see where she is gone. He'd say, what a woman radio. Hey, boy, and my friends still got the radio. And when you, hey, boy, and my friends still got the radio.
Nancy Griffith on the World Cafe. And we're still listening to Loretta Lynn. Look at that fabulous album she made a couple of years ago.
Oh, Jack White.
That's Jack White.
You know, and I met her for the first time after all these years of playing the Grand Ole Opry, all these years of my songs being sung on the Grand Ole Opry, and that song in particular by different voices. I finally met her, and it was through Jack White and Elizabeth Cook, ironically, you know, and what a lovely person she is. She's just incredibly sharp, and she'll be making music until her last breath.
Did she say anything about the song?
No, she just, I was so overwhelmed at meeting her because I you know, I'd waited so long to meet her, and when I was growing up, there used to be this station that interfered with WSM, Grand Ole Opry radio station, that came in from Juarez. It was in Spanish, and on Saturday nights, sometimes it would interfere with the Opry, and I used to think, oh, please don't interrupt Loretta. Please don't interrupt Loretta. And it, you know, most of the time it would, and so when I met her, I didn't know what to say, except, Miss Loretta, I learned how to speak Spanish waiting for you to come on the Grand Ole Opry, and... She didn't even blink an eye. She just said, sit down here, Nancy, and tell me about it. Of course, Jack White and Elizabeth Cook disappeared into the wings, but she's wonderful. She's marvelous. I don't think there's ever been anything said to her that she didn't think was just okay.
Nancy Griffith, that new album is called Ruby's Torch, and our thanks to Nancy for performing today and to the Cafe's Michaela Majun. Coming up, a torch song written not so long ago by Julie Miller. We'll get to Linda Ronstadt and Anne Savoy's version of that. We get right back here to the World Cafe.